I'm kicking it up a notch over here.
Blah.
We're going to need to kick it up a notch. We're all a bunch of grumpy fucks.
I'm pretty good.
I'm not grumpy.
Everyone, I'm not grumpy. We're all just tired, I think.
Everyone needs to get the fuck over it. Let's start this thing.
Loaded.
Uncensored, unstructured, and unglued. This is Full Disclosure with Baden and the Hood Rats.
Hey, what's up? I'm Baden.
Erica.
Lucas.
Brittany.
This is Full Disclosure. If you don't like it,
fuck off.
Yeah. Here we are.
Every day, baby.
We don't have a topic. We don't have a clue.
Let's see.
Here's a topic. Movies that are getting remade.
Oh.
Seems to be a hot item here.
And that was jumping right into it. Well, hold on. Let's banter for a second. Jesus Christ.
We got to start it off the same
way.
We
have so much time to kill.
Right? Well, not only that, but we have to start it off how we always do.
With the shot.
Damn, yeah. I forgot about the shot.
Jeebus Christ.
I think she was just hoping we'd forget about the shot.
No way.
Well, in my defense, last time we all drank together, which was Saturday, I ended up having to chug a drink due to a game we were playing, and I puked.
And you're half naked.
And I was half naked.
We were more than half naked.
No, I ended the night in only my underwear.
Yeah.
I said more than half naked.
That sounds familiar.
We were both in just underwear, but I had a bra still.
Yeah. My bra was gone.
If there's any consolation, Brittany was on the same page when we got back, so...
I was like, dude, this night's going great. Gonna get laid.
And then I puked.
Yeah.
That was it. I was gone. Happens. I went to bed.
I knew once you just jetted to the bathroom. You're like, I'm like, oh, it's done. I'm jerking off tonight.
I calmly walked.
Do not put that next to the headphones. What are you, crazy? It's a time bomb right there.
Right?
That's not amateur hour.
I'm really good at operation, okay? I managed to set it down without messing with any of the wires.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so close to it.
Savage.
Damn. All right. We had our fireball. Did you drink
some? Okay. Nope, she didn't. Gotta take another.
Fuck off. Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Not gang up on Erica again.
Oh, we can play we can play the game for the podcast.
All right.
God, let's not. Well, that wouldn't be as fun because there's no visual.
Because we can describe what's happening.
Yeah.
It's called Theater of the Mind.
Oh, good Lord.
Dude, seriously, my boss, Scott Meyer, is always fucking saying that. Hey, in every cool idea he has, he's like, why don't you just do it for Theater of the Mind? I'm like, because I want to actually fucking do it.
Right.
I want to throw a stripper Olympics.
A stripper Olympics?
Stripper Olympics.
I'm interested.
All right. So.
You would be.
The categories. Best lap dance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pole dancing.
Okay.
Grabbing money off the floor without using your hands.
Okay.
And costume.
Costume.
Mm. Yeah.
Best butt clap?
Oh, man. Best butt clap. Clap on the bill. That's what's happening.
I love it. Yeah. That was my first thought. Whenever I go to a strip club, I'm like, I wonder who does the best butt clap in here.
So
I'd like to see that.
So those are my events, right? And I told Scott Meyer, I chased him in the parking lot, actually. He was on his way out. And I like ran after him. I was like, Scott Meyer. He's like, what the hell do you want? And I'm like, I want to throw a stripper Olympics. He's like, where? I'm like, here. He's like, Theater of the Mind? I'm like, no, I'm going to actually fucking do it. He's like, I don't know about all that. I'm like, I'm fucking doing it. And
right.
He's like, whatever. You already approved my stripper pole in the studio.
What?
Yes, I'm getting a pole in the studio.
Why are you That's getting perfect. A stripper pole in the studio?
Why not is the question.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
That sounds like a great plan because, you know, there's always going to be somebody to be like, oh, you got a pole in here? Cool. I'm on it.
Yeah, this started with Val, actually.
Oh.
Val's telling me, and she's like, you are in the wrong age for radio. You should have been in radio, you know, way back in the 90s and stuff. Because she worked with this dude that had a stripper pole in the studio, and he'd always have, like, strippers in there, you know, like, answering dumb questions and dancing around. But now it's unheard of to do that shit, you know? And so I'm like, I'm fucking bringing it back. So I'm like, if I get a strip pole, you know, I want to install it, you know? And they're like, oh, get it approved. So I went to Corbin, our engineer. He's the one that installs all this shit. And then I was like, hey, man, what do you think about installing a stripper pole? He's like, oh, fine.
You know, he loves his
job. He already built my dildo racetrack.
Twice.
Yeah, twice after, like, this really fat chick fell on it.
On St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Yep. He sent me a text message, and he was like, I mean, I could feel his bummed outness through the text message. She's like, Somebody fell on our table.
Yeah, stupid drunk bitch, man. Like, seriously, if you're going to drink, you know, check yourself.
True.
Right? If you know you're not going to walk, honestly, if you're drinking and you know you're not, I don't know, people have too much confidence.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
that's true.
You know, the drunkenness that gives you
liquid
shit
courage.
Ton of,
yeah,
yeah.
But that's a bitch that should not have been walking.
Right? Why do you think I stay seated most of the time? I'm like,
oh, that's worse because if you just start drinking and then you don't get up and then all of a sudden you're like five Long Islands in and you're like, oh, I gotta go to the oh shit, I'm drunk.
That's what stupid people do.
Very much.
Oh, is that you're speaking from experience?
Yes,
I was with you.
I maintain. What I said.
You're an asshole. Although I do have to say, I gracefully, and that is not a word that associates with me very often because I am not a graceful person, gracefully walked to the bathroom and back without killing myself, and I had on 5-inch heels.
Nice.
I call that an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Most people can't even walk in 1-inch heels, let's get real. So good job.
I was going to say your mother will be proud, you know, but as a joke, but I'm like, well, she actually probably would be.
Oh, that I made it to the bathroom back without killing myself?
In heels, yes.
Yes, she would be very proud.
She's like, good job, sweetheart. You're
especially if you add in
the
alcohol, she's going to be like, oh my God, you were amazing. I don't know how you did that. I couldn't do that.
Yep. Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, this is also the same girl who was in tennis shoes and wiped out in the middle of Steak and Shake.
I was actually in ballet flats when I did that.
Or, well, whatever. They were still flat shoes and
I
wiped out in Steak and Shake.
I was drunk and I stepped on a thing of water. Water's my downfall on the ground, apparently.
You slip a lot. How the fuck don't you? This goes back to the same conversation about, you know, looking before you sit down to pee. I think girls are just blind to things around them.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, yes, we are. So, gentlemen, put the fucking toilet seat down.
Why don't you lift it up?
Why should I have to lift it up?
Why should I have to put it down?
See? Because you're the one that lifted it up.
It goes both
because
ways.
You
it's true.
Don't
I,
have
both
to
ways.
Sit.
No, we don't.
Could
we
and
do?
You know it sucks to be you.
Not that you don't. No, technically you don't have to because
you don't
now they've
to.
Got those pee things where you can stand up and pee.
Have
so
you seen
no,
the stuff she, of Jennifer Lawrence trying to use that on the when she was all decked out as Mystique?
No, but nope. That sounds like a blast to watch.
Right?
And it's actually really funny. She goes off on this spiel about James McAvoy busted into on her in the bathroom using this thing and started shooting her with a pellet gun or BB gun or whatever.
Sick.
Awesome. Right? That's evil.
And she's like telling us like the story. She's like, I'm sitting here like standing here trying to pee out of this funnel, which is very difficult to do anyway, and then they're shooting me.
That girl's a fucking riot.
I want to know her.
I right? want to be her best friend. Like
I think everybody does.
True.
It's,
true.
It's ridiculous. Why can't I have instant access to celebrities? Why can't I just walk up to one and say, "Hey, what's up?
Remember me? We're best friends. Let's go have a beer. Why
right.
not?"
Right.
I'm with you.
So we're having some technical.
I think we just had. We just
it's
went
like
off
a
topic
fucking
too.
Rave in my ear.
Right. Doom, doom, doom.
And you guys weren't supposed to bring it up. Just keep talking.
I'm pretty sure we went
and the
off
more
topic.
Your jiggly asses laugh, the more this thing is going to... Stop jiggling the table with your laughter. Stop being happy right now. Dead puppies.
Touching
dead puppies.
Table,
dead puppies. Dead.
All I can say is, like, it sounds like you're being, like, bleeped out in my ear, especially with the...
Motherfucker,
with
you wish I was being bleeped
laugh.
Out.
Right?
So
we did go off topic, though, just so you know.
Yes, we did.
That means we have to take a shot.
Janky-ass thing.
I got you. This is what I do.
I should just hold this the rest of the time.
Oh, God.
That's not going to work. I can't sit in one spot for too long.
But, yeah, here. Let me open that for you. Let me just go ahead and just get that. There you go.
Erica gets to start that because she's the one that brought it up.
Valid.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
I feel like if we don't touch the table, we're safe.
Oh, damn it. Now none of us can hear. Okay, here we go. This is stupid. Anyway.
I'm finding it highly, highly entertaining.
I'm glad.
I can't hear anybody right now.
That's well, fine. Yeah, that was... Brittany, because you can't hear anything doesn't mean it's not happening.
Right? Exactly.
It still records.
What was it?
It doesn't record.
Theater of the Mind, Brittany.
Theater of the Mind. They don't know what's
going
on.
Gosh, yeah. Theater of the Mind.
Motherfuckers.
Take right? your fireball shot, Baden.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey.
Well, that's some hostility.
You better check yourself. All right?
Fuck off.
Do a push-up and we'll talk.
You're an asshole.
Oh, Lord.
Fun fact, she can't do a push-up.
I can do a girl push-up.
Doesn't count. This
yes,
is 20, this is 2019. The Lions are no longer a boy and girl anymore. You have to do and lift the same exact weight as me all the time.
Yeah, that's unrealistic.
I know.
Again, I can do a girl push-up.
I could do a girl push-up.
Well, you know,
I might
whatever.
Be able to. I don't know. We'll see. We could try.
Can you do a push-up?
Probably not. I'm pretty fucking lazy.
All right, then.
I don't know. Who knows?
And at the moment, he really probably can't think of his rotator cuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do one-handed.
One-handed.
Yeah.
Now that I can't not probably do.
Let's fucking talk about Disney and their exploits. They're looking to remake the Hercules movie now because they're remaking all our childhood movies into live action things. So far, so good. Dumbo
was
awesome.
Yeah, I
haven't
been disappointed. I actually preferred the remake of Dumbo from the original cartoon.
See, I think you need to go back and rewatch the original cartoon.
Maybe I do. It's been a minute.
Yeah, because
it's been a minute.
It's sad as fuck.
And it's wild.
And it's wild.
Well, and I think, yeah, it was sad. And I don't know, I like happy movies. Like, at least for, like, a cartoon.
I'll say, then why are you watching Disney if you're into happy?
Yeah, like, everybody's parents die at the beginning of the movie.
Well, pretty
much.
Every time.
Every fucking time. Happy endings, though.
And they're never happy.
Dumbo has a happy ending.
But
some of the movies that have made me cry the hardest were freaking Disney movies.
That's true. And if you think about it, none
good
of them
dinosaur.
Are.
Good Dinosaur?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I cried like a baby.
Well, they're not even happy with their own lives when they start the movie. Like look at Ariel. You know, this is nice down here being a princess, but fuck this. I want to live in poverty with legs. Okay.
hardly poverty. They married fucking Prince
Eric.
Eric.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, she's still married a prince. So.
He was
that's
a
true.
Prince.
Well, she just wins the game, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
that's like their main happy ending is that they all end up rich at the end.
Well,
yes.
I mean,
right?
You know.
And that just goes to show you that money can, in fact, buy happiness.
Valid.
Yes.
I agree.
Is it love or is it riches?
Right.
Which is, I think, one of the reasons that my favorites were always the animal movies. Though some of those did make me cry harder than others. Like Fox and the Hound still kills me every time when she leaves Todd in the freaking woods.
Yeah.
But like. You know, I love the animal ones. Mm-hmm. I love the animal ones. Lion King, Oliver and Company.
See, here's how Little Mermaid would go. If this was like 2019, Little Mermaid decides to pop up out of the ocean. First of all, she's swimming through gabes of plastic to get out there. And she's like, what the fuck? Oh, God.
Right.
You know, and she gets up on shore. And then you'll see a bunch of people standing there like, the fuck do you come from? You know, put some damn clothes on, woman. You know, Scuttle comes along. Someone beats it with a baseball bat. Prince Eric, he's already over Ariel. Already over her. He's rich.
Your interpretation is like fucking brutal.
Yeah, this
hell.
Is the real world.
That's
this,
true.
Okay, so Prince Eric is over Ariel.
With his man bun.
Yeah, he's all with, you know, in his fancy ass car somewhere with somebody that can honestly talk. Because Ariel can't talk at this point, right? Right.
Yeah,
true.
Okay, yeah,
so she
true.
Can't she can't talk. So So scientists discover that she doesn't actually have human blood. She has some other blood that they haven't discovered. So they take her back to the fucking thing. They split her open. You know, they study her for a long time. She dies in a fucking laboratory.
No, okay, because that's
that sounds
thing.
Right.
Like, she wouldn't have been discovered by scientists because she would have ended up in a freak show.
No, that's not how the world
freak
world
shows
works.
Don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
I retract my comment.
All right, but the thing is, you know, the first thing people see, first thing people do when they see a woman that wasn't there just appear naked out of the ocean, you know, like not being able to talk, they're going to call the ambulance. All right?
True.
The
true.
Ambulance is going to come check them out. And what do doctors always want to do? Blood work. Tests. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when they discover. I've thought this through. And
yeah,
I can do
apparently. Like, damn.
I can do this with every single Disney movie.
Dark and deep you got there, dude.
Yeah. I really like it.
And that's how The Little Mermaid actually ends. Is
so how would Oliver and Company end?
Oliver and Company?
They're not human.
First of all, I don't think that was Disney.
They are.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
Well, Oliver would have been hit by a car already.
Jesus!
That's true. Running out in the street like a dumbass, jumping on cars. Like.
Yeah, like all of them would have been hit by cars.
Especially in New York.
In New York, dogs trying to jump on cars, either A, they get shot, B, they get hit by cars.
Yeah. I doubt they get shot in the middle of New York City.
It's New York fucking city.
And where is animal control? Like, yeah.
Yeah. So that that's the factor too.
Yeah, they would have been rung up real quick and put in doggy jail.
Beauty and the Beast.
My personal favorite cartoon and live action.
The Beast gets shot. Belle gets arrested for bestiality.
Valid.
All right, yeah. You know.
And shipped off to the loony bin.
Yeah, with her father.
Yeah.
That also, that actually died confronting the Beast.
Yeah.
And then, all the talking pots and pans and all that shit. Science.
God
science.
Brutal motherfuckers.
Right?
Brutal.
Sold as attractions. You know, maybe someone kept a...
I guess I can take all the way from this, you know, the happy note. Gaston is still the bad guy,
no,
Lucas.
No. See, Gaston started the whole thing like, yeah. Oh my God, we got to get this girl out of there. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
No, Gaston will forever be the bad guy.
He's the true hero.
He's the bad guy. He's
yeah,
the bad
Gaston's guy. The hero.
He
is not a pleasant person. But not all heroes wear capes. Actually, Gaston did technically wear a cape.
Yeah,
but you know, and not all heroes are like, you know, pleasant. You
yep.
know, that just goes to show you that even a dipshit, dumbass, someone that's self-absorbed,
he went on a murdering rampage
for a beast.
He didn't rampage anybody. He was going toward one thing. If he wanted to go on a rampage, all the people he was with could have died.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he actually rallied them to save this one girl from this beast and her father.
You got to look at it from the perspective that he thinks he's doing something right and not the fact that you've fallen in love with the princess that's falling in love with the magical beast. You got to look at it from a fucking standpoint of a normal-ass dude. All right? Oh, my God. She and this is back in the time when like magic was feared and stuff like that. Like, oh God, she's under some fucking spell. This beast is going to rape her and tear her to shreds. I gotta get the townsfolk. We're gonna save her. Granted, he has nefarious, you know, fucking intentions with Belle, but he's from the army, dude. The guy was in fucking military, so he is rallying the troops together to go save another fucking human being. All right, they are legit scared of this beast because why? He's fucking different. He's scary. He's a goddamn beast. If a beast walked up right here, standing up 8 foot tall, roaring, oh, fucking love me, you're not going to sit there and bend over and take that shit up the ass, are you? No. You're going to ask me to get my fucking bow and arrow, and guess what? I'm going to die just like Gaston did. And that makes me a fucking bad guy? I don't fucking think so.
Right? Pure hero. Pure hero.
Wow.
And I agree with you. I agree with you.
I don't even know what to say to that entire little tangent there. Like, holy shit.
It was good, right?
I mean, admittedly, I don't agree with you, but admittedly, it was really good.
Yeah, I know.
It was good.
All right, so I'm going to go off on another one. I want to hear your side of it because it's another remake.
Okay.
Aladdin.
Okay. Well,
before you go into your story, have either of you seen it?
Yes, I have, actually.
I haven't
really
seen the live action.
Okay.
Aladdin. I haven't seen the live action either.
Okay. We haven't seen it, so Eric is the only one that has.
Oh, well, that doesn't make this any fun.
We haven't seen Dumbo either.
It's the same concept, though. It's the same movie. I mean, it's just actual people instead of cartoon version.
I mean, yeah.
So, Baden, your spin.
All right, first of all, Jasmine would not be in half those sexy clothes she was in.
Actually,
no, out
the
there, yeah.
Live action movie, they toned down her outfits significantly.
I'm going strictly off what I have seen, which is the Disney
animated
classic. Jasmine would have been stoned in the streets had she worn that out.
Harlot,
yep. Unless she was, of course, a concubine, and she wouldn't have been able to
Which is why the concubines were dressed the same as her.
Yes. But bingo. See, you've nailed that. You know, she would have been roped into that, you know, shoved back into that ring, sold for sex trafficking. All right. So, Aladdin himself. Well, first of all, whenever he insulted that noble like that, they wouldn't have let him go. That noble, you know, it's in their fucking credo. To make example of everybody. No, he's not just going to shove him in the mud. Fuck no. He would have been flogged.
Or they would have cut his hands off.
Yeah, cut his hand. No, like really. They could have cut his head off.
Stealing.
They could have drug him behind a horse. That kid with his mouth wouldn't have made it past the age of fucking 12.
No.
No.
And especially with his stealing tactics, he wouldn't have had hands to begin with. And if he continued, they would have just killed him anyway. But like, well, looks like we got our
hands. He's not learning.
Right?
So chop his head off.
Also.
Or roll him up in a fucking rag and run him over with horses.
If Jasmine never left, she would have been fucking killed anyway. She has a pet goddamn tiger, and that's not smart.
Yeah.
All right, so We should move on to happier topics here. This got a little bloodthirsty fast.
This is what I do. This is what I think about.
And of course, I think all of us know what the real story of Hercules was. So we don't really
need that.
Oh my God. But no, we got into a massively long topic. And I just have to say, Baden was wrong.
For the first time ever, I got one detail wrong. And Erica's like eating it up. You know, and I like him. I like patronizing. You're like, good job. There's a little pat on the head. Like, that's a good job.
Fuck off.
You know.
Okay, so what's this detail that it was wrong?
It's like Zeus. I thought Zeus turned into an eagle when he turned into a swan instead.
Oh, to create Hercules?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he does turn into an eagle, but not to create.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Yes, he does.
I read through all of the things, and not once was an eagle mentioned.
You read through every single thing on the planet.
Don't be an ass.
Because
we went over in college,
eagle.
I
yeah.
promise you.
Like,
he turned
I
into
learned
an
in
eagle.
College it
wasn't
was an
to
eagle.
Create Hercules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, regardless, it was a swan for Hercules. So
who was it that appeared as an eagle? It was Zeus to Perseus. He appeared as an eagle and to talk to him.
It was his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And appeared as an eagle.
Okay.
Because they're majestic as fuck.
Okay, but last time I checked, Perseus was a dude. Not a female he was trying to impregnate.
Well, back then, they didn't really care as much.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, you're a guy? Well, you still got a butthole.
Why
Let's
do you think
go.
The Romans were so big on fucking anybody and everybody? They took it from the Roman gods, and they did not differentiate.
True.
Okay, regardless, it was a swan.
It was a swan.
Not an eagle.
And yes, you are right. For the first
time. Oh my God,
and
shut
forever,
the fuck up.
You got one detail right. For the first time and forever.
Okay.
Your head is big for the night.
Beautiful.
But don't worry, I have a pin. I'll pop that shit off your head. Because when you go to bed and hog the covers, I'll kick you in your sleep.
I was going to go for head, but hey, I like that too.
I can't rhyme in head with head, so I just went for the not rhyme.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so because Lucas and I had a whole conversation about this when we discovered about the Hercules remake. To start with, Jeff Goldblum as Hades, yes or no?
Fuck yeah. That sounds perfect.
It really does.
Two thumbs way up. I could just picture him doing that.
Yes.
Of course, and so they've got Danny DeVito reprising his role as Phil, which is perfect because he is fucking
awesome.
Phil.
Yeah, there's nobody else.
Like the character was based off Danny DeVito, so Danny DeVito is that character. Much like no one could be Wolverine but Hugh Jackman, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to Hercules now,
which is why he owns the rights.
Right. He doesn't actually.
Oh no, he did sell the rights, but he did at one point. He did own the rights
because when you own rights to a superhero, that means you have to keep playing that superhero. And he is
so
tired of working
rights,
out so much.
Could,
yes.
Yeah. But one opinion that I had heard about was that a lot of people feel like it should be James Woods again because he's still alive. The same way that they kept James Earl Jones as Mufasa, they feel like it should still be James Woods. So I'm kind of I would be okay with either because I think James Woods was a fantastic persona for the animated, but I also really like Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, see, and here's the thing. James Woods is kind of old now, though.
And he doesn't look the part.
Right, he can't be as animated, but Jeff Goldblum can look that part, I feel like.
Indeed.
Yeah, I feel like they can even go the direction
of... He pretty much did look that part in Thor Ragnarok.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you just put a little bit more, you know, effects on his part in Ragnarok, then that's fucking Hades, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris Pratt as Hercules.
I could see it happening.
I could see it, but there is one Chris I think would do it better.
No.
Evans.
No.
No. I think that...
He's too... Okay. Chris Evans is too smart to be Hercules.
Hercules is a bit of a dunce.
Yeah, he's
kind of. Yeah.
And Chris Evans, man, he just...
For me, it was I've seen him portray that innocence that Herc had.
He's not round enough. Like, okay, Chris Evans is, when I picture Hercules, you know, obviously he's cut down here, but his face is like, has rounded, you know, features, and he's not like a straight jaw soldier type. He's not that kind of dude.
Fair enough, yeah.
You know, and Chris Evans from now and forever will be Captain America. You know, obviously Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, but Star-Lord is not as prominent, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Star-Lord Owen Grady?
Well, what do you think about Charlie Hunnam?
Charlie Hunnam?
He's the same as Chris. Too straight-jawed, too... Here, the guy from Sons of Anarchy, people who are wondering.
Yeah.
Man.
That guy.
He's a pretty guy.
He's pretty.
He kind of fits the part almost.
I don't think he's funny enough.
No,
he plays more serious roles.
He is more serious. That's why
I think Chris Pratt is perfect, because not only do he has the body type to bulk up if he really fucking put himself to it.
Yeah.
But he's got a personality.
The only other one that I could see in addition to Pratt, which I mean, again, I like Pratt. I just really liked Evans for it. But you do make a very valid point.
You're going to say Ron Perlman, right?
No.
Oh,
my God, no.
I'm just kidding.
No, I was going to say Chris Hemsworth.
No.
Because he's got the rounded features. He can definitely bulk up, but he's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, he's hilarious, but Hercules hilarious.
No.
Like, he's a different kind of hilarity.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, he's witty.
Well, what do you think of...
He can be dumb, too, though.
He can definitely... He's played the dumb before.
He's played the dumb before.
You know, I could see Chris Hemsworth doing that, but I want to see Chris Pratt do it for him.
I agree. Yeah. I think that was a solid pick. I really do. Yeah. I think he would rock it.
You know who would be a funny alternate thing for Phil? Tyrion.
Oh, Peter Dinklage.
Yes. Oh, shit.
He's tiny enough, too.
All right. No, okay. So just picture Tyrion Lannister trying to train Hercules.
Okay. You're an idiot.
It would be a reimagining of the character, because the character of Phil is pompous. Yeah. However, Peter Dinklage is pompous as Tyrion in a different way, in a more sleek, intelligent
way.
But
he was also pompous... in more of the Phil kind of way. And, what was that movie?
Elf. Oh, wait, no, that's not it.
No, that is not it.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, God. X-Men.
Oh, yeah, whenever he played he was going out to try to kill all the mutants in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
And created the things.
The Sentinels.
Days of Future Past.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He made the Sentinels.
He kind of had that. I mean, he was way more serious, but he kind of had that same pompous attitude.
Yeah. I honestly think, though, that Danny DeVito is going to be perfect, of course, as it. And Chris Pratt is good for me.
What about the lady?
Anna Kendrick is what the thing is.
I personally, I love Anna Kendrick. I mean, I've seen her in, you know, funny. I've seen her in drama. She's an awesome actress.
My only concern with her, and I'm trying to picture her slutty, so it's gonna be a Disney live action. They're not gonna make her as slutty,
but I think
she has the voice for it too. Like I fucking love Megara's voice, and if they don't get somebody that can portray that voice, I'm not gonna fucking watch it.
And I just don't think Anna's got that quality.
She has the voice, definitely.
She does. Most definitely she does.
But that sultry tone she takes.
Yep. She can do that.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then I guess I haven't seen her do something like that.
Yeah. And she does it a lot. And like when she does like visits, again, Jimmy Fallon and stuff like that.
Okay.
I haven't seen
any of that. I've just seen Pitch Perfect.
It's more her. More her personality than necessarily her acting personalities.
Ooh, you know who could possibly even pull it off, though?
Who?
Even better, Jennifer Lawrence.
That was actually what I had told Lucas. Yeah, my top pick would be J-Lo. Or J-Law.
Oh, J-Lo.
J-Law.
Say Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
It's J-Law.
No,
okay?
It's not. No
Jennifer
one calls
Lawrence.
Her that.
Everyone calls her J-Law.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't, and I'm part of everyone. So
right? I'm one of everyone.
Wrong.
But she's got... For me, what sold me on Jennifer Lawrence being a good Meg is Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got that
psychoness to her. She's also got the snarky attitude, and she's got the funny, and got the sultry.
There's no psycho about Megara. Megara
is
smooth.
She is very smooth. She's very sensual. She's
You know who, even if she was an actress, this is like the lead singer from the Pussycat Dolls when they were around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would have been the perfect fucking Megara. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, the internet always says Audrey Plaza, but I don't think she's a very good actress. I'm thinking.
I love Audrey Plaza.
She has the look.
I've masturbated to her before.
Well, she's beautiful. She's goddamn gorgeous. And she's got the look, but I don't think she's got the attitude or
she's
the singing
sarcastic
voice.
All the time.
All the time.
So for me, it's not, because I had picked her and Lucas shot it down. But after thinking about it a little bit more, I can kind of see, because she has the same facial expression 24/7.
Yeah.
That rolly eyed, whatever.
She has the bug eyes, which honestly drive me stupid insane most of the time. But like she's not using it in an annoyed way, so I'm okay with it.
My top pick. You're talking from experience there, baby.
Yes, I'm talking directly about you, Erica. Yeah. another lady I was thinking of, and this is gonna come as a shocker, but think of how she. Have you ever seen the movie or the show New Girl?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Zoe Deschanel. Mm-hmm. Okay, because she always has that voice, you know, that
yeah,
she can do.
Yeah, but she's so like innocent.
But I feel like that
not in everything.
If she's an actress, then she would make a good Megara.
I mean,
I think personally, yeah. Olivia Munn would do a really good job. Olivia Munn.
She's got a mouse face.
Ew.
I think she's gorgeous. I am not gonna lie.
Other than Jennifer Lawrence,
did
my
you
topic,
say a mouth face?
I said mouse.
Oh, mouse.
one mouth face coming up here. Right? Isn't that Steven Tyler?
Yes. Oh, my God.
One mouth face.
And his daughter, Liv.
Yeah, yes. Liv.
Oh.
And the boys just got an idea.
Yeah.
Light bulbs just went up.
Yeah, here, let's see what let's do with that.
She's kind of old now, I think.
Yeah, which would fit because she's an older lady.
Megara's not older.
No, she's younger.
Yeah.
She's 20s.
Yeah, she's supposed to be like early 20s.
My pick,
Hercules, is actually only supposed to be like 18. So
yeah. Yep.
18 built like a brick shit house.
But no, I mean, yeah, early 20s though would fit because in that time frame, actually, I don't even know that she'd be early 20s because in that time frame, girls were getting wedded off at 14.
Well, back then, he's only probably got 5 more years left of his life anyway.
He's a demigod. He doesn't.
He doesn't die.
Yeah.
Also, I also threw this out there, and even though I'm kind of biased towards this actress, I feel like she'd do a really good job too. Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I could see Vanessa Hudgens.
I didn't even think about that one, but yeah, she'd be fantastic.
She would be fucking perfect. Because she can.
You just get a boner for her every time you see her on the screen.
Every time I hear her name. Her name, anything. I'm like, oh.
I can't say much because for my second choice, I'm kind of the same way. I get a lady boner for her. Emma Stone.
She's not hot enough.
I think she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. Yeah, but not. She's not mega. She's not.
She's more like girl next door gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's perfect.
Not, yeah.
Perfect description there, Lucas.
Thank you.
I wouldn't actively seek her out to be a model.
No.
You know, like a nude model-ish person. Like, I would like to see her naked, but it's going to be like any other chick I've seen naked.
I'm like, oh, well, that's nice.
Like, she's just an average chick, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm with you on that answer. I'm totally with you on that answer.
I need a Disney princess that I can look up and want to see naked.
I'm with you.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
If I can't find you on Celebrity Jihad, I don't have time.
Yeah. No time for that shit.
One track mind, boys. One track
Sorry,
mind.
I mean, I won't lie. Right as soon as I heard Jennifer Lawrence was up on there, I was like, "Bet I'm about to figure this out today."
Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna maintain that Anna Kendrick can pull it off. But I feel like Vanessa Hudgens is better.
I agree, and I'd much rather see Vanessa Hudgens than Anna Kendrick. I cannot stand Anna Kendrick. I haven't liked her movies.
Oh crap! Never mind.
And I have not, and I do not like her voice either.
I like your voice. I was just getting ready to see. I'm like, and Vanessa Hudgens can sing. I'm like, well, actually, so can fucking Anna Kendrick.
I mean, she can.
Though rumor has it, she can't sing live very well.
I've seen her sing live several times, and she is fine.
Okay. Well, like I said, that's why I said rumor
Stop
has it.
Stop listening
I've only...
to rumors.
Okay, so obvious thing with the Hercules here is that they don't portray the true story as to
the mythology
behind Hercules. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm hopeful that the live action will do that a little more.
It won't, though, because, I mean, it's Disney. Like, it's Disney.
Disney still can do the darker. They did Jungle Book a little darker. They did Beauty and the Beast a little darker. Like, it's not dark, but it's darker than the animated.
They honestly didn't do Disney much, or the live action much darker in Beauty and the Beast than they did the cartoon itself.
Well, I just can't wait to see live action.
It was very... It was very true to the 90s cartoon for Beauty and the Beast. The only thing that they really changed was they added in some Broadway songs that were not in the animated film. That was really the only significant difference between the two.
But Jungle Book was pretty different. It was quite a bit darker.
I mean, it...
Ka was creepier. Shere Khan was...
I mean,
dude.
That's just animation itself. I mean, that's just... that not animation. That's...
Scarlett Johansson as Ka, dude.
Oh yeah.
I wanted to fuck a snake.
I closed my eyes for that scene.
So whenever I was...
you would hate the one that's bit on of a Netflix. Tangent. Don't watch it.
I was sitting here looking at my Wendy's cup, and I read it as support abortion in a snap. And I was just like, what? I was like, I don't think this is right. And I was like, oh, adoption. Support adoption in a snap. Fuck. Well,
Lucas,
let me
take
go
a
ahead
shot.
And snap that. Mm.
Right?
Lucas, take a shot.
Oh, fuck you. We all have to now. But I'm sorry, but I was just like, wow, Wendy's has gotten savage as fuck. Like, what happened? Read it from the side.
No, it would have been even better had you read this one. We heart adoption. We heart abortion.
Oh, my God. I would have died. I would have been like, what the fuck?
Okay, so I totally forgot about Beauty and the Beast. They did that one really well. I think Emma Stone was perfect.
Emma Watson.
Whatever.
I agree. She did play a very good Belle.
Yeah. I feel like she should have been more filled out, but
I fill her out.
But that's just looks and shit. But I feel like personality wise, it was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. She had the.
I have no complaints.
No. Yeah. Gaston was perfect.
Loved it.
Oh man. And his little
Luke
sidekick.
Oh dude.
Beautiful.
That was. Yeah.
Perfect casting.
Disney does their first gay couple.
Oh, you need to calm down.
So many people were pissed off about that, and I thought it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was the way, because I mean, in the cartoon, it kind of hinted at that without being so overtly like, "Hey, he's gay. Like he is totally into Gaston," and it just transitioned so well into the live action. It was
amazing.
He's
such a good singer though too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love to see a Princess and the Frog, but it's not enough people. It's more animals. So I don't think it would go over quite as well. But
well,
it's
I mean,
a beautiful
they're doing
story.
The Lion King. They're doing the live
that's
action Lion King
lion.
Comes
that's
out in
animals.
July. And that's all animals.
And I mean same with Jungle Book.
Jungle Book was
yeah. Jungle Book
had
yeah. one
human. Amazing. I mean yeah. you couldn't
See,
it was awesome.
I really want them to redo Tarzan, honestly.
No, okay, so that was actually going to be one of my points.
It wasn't the
Disney remake, but that was one of my favorite remakes.
It was good.
Because
The Legend of Tarzan?
Yes, because yeah. Alexander Skarsgård was phenomenal. Margot Robbie, freaking love her.
What?
Margot Robbie is fine. Alexander Skarsgård, here's the thing. Here's where I can quid pro quo you. All right? You are blinded by abs. Because he is not a good actor.
No.
He is not. I want you to listen to that movie and not watch it. And then tell me he has any sort of fucking expression ever. He is not a good actor. I repeat, he is not a good actor. He is a good looking man.
Okay,
sort of.
I've seen him in a couple of things.
Yeah.
I've seen, obviously The Legend of Tarzan. And I mean, yes, his abs. Very distracting.
Okay. His abs are distracting, but he's done movies where he didn't show his abs. Like Battleship is one of my favorites, and I feel he did the part very, very well.
He
wasn't in it for super long,
Straw
but he
Dogs.
Did it very well. Straw Dogs was fantastic.
Okay, but he can run around and he can do action scenes. But the fucking face.
Straw Dogs was not
it does have a plastic
an action
face.
Movie. It was a drama. And
he did it very well.
I
very
don't
well.
Believe you.
It's on Netflix.
You'll have to watch it.
Because
preferably without children, because there is some.
No children present.
Sex scenes?
No.
No, it's more thriller.
If you have triggers as far as sexual abuse goes, do not watch the movie. There yeah. is one scene in there You've that watched it too, is...
If someone that has triggers is listening to this podcast, then they've already fucking left by now.
Yeah, I that's no, true. I mean, I just...
That's why it's full disclosure.
Full disclosure, if you have been raped or you are watching with someone that has been raped, don't watch Straw Dogs. Because there is a very vivid rape scene in the movie.
Yes.
It is a good movie. I could have done without that particular scene because it was very disturbing to watch. Mm-hmm. But other than that scene, it was a very good movie, and he did a decent job in it.
I haven't watched the whole thing, but there's another one on Netflix that he did where it's mute. The one that we saw, the Netflix original.
Oh, Vinny's perfect in that one.
Got him. What's he?
Because he is not a good actor, guys. I'm sorry.
In True Blood.
When it comes,
he plays the same fucking character.
He played the character of Eric spectacularly, though. I mean, it transitioned from the books to the show very well.
So she wrote him to be a PUD, boring of a person, like a blank slate of. Uncharacteristic.
And the male and the lead character male in there. I don't even know his name, but God, all the time. It's okay.
Which is really funny. Oh my God, how could you be on him? Because she married him.
Yeah, and then she divorced him.
Yeah, because he's probably just as bland in real life as he is in an actor,
did they
too.
Get divorced? I didn't know they got divorced.
I didn't either.
Yep.
So one thing about Netflix originals that's kind of got me on their newest one,
also,
which is
you can marry a person and not marry their acting skills.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Netflix has came out with this TV show, not TV, this movie, How They See Us.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get maybe...
What does this have to do with anything?
Netflix originals, we're talking about Netflix movies.
No, for real. Movies that were on Netflix, not Netflix originals.
Well, it's not even original, it's just a documentary. It was on Netflix.
He went off on a tangent because I mentioned the Netflix original movie with Alexander Skarsgård, and he just seemed to take that as I was starting to talk about Netflix originals. Oh.
No, take a shot, Lucas.
Well, that's fine, but I'll finish my statement still, too. But I couldn't even get a quarter way through this documentary. The whole documentary is about these four boys who...
What was it?
It's called How They See Us.
Okay.
It's about four black kids who are walking around having a good time. This white woman gets raped in the park, and instead of obviously looking at the adult Mexican men that are there, they instantly go for these, like, 14 to 12-year-old children. They're like... We know you raped this girl. Just admit it. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they send him to jail. I stopped watching after that. I was just like, this is just pointless. Like, I understand you're telling a story about how tragic these things happen, but it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, how many more stories do we need about how tragic that America treats, like, ethnic people? It's posted everywhere all the time on the news. It's everywhere. I'm just so over it, honestly. So over it. And I feel like there's more news about stuff like that than there is about things that actually, like, that matters, of course, but there are bigger issues to fry out there than kids in the late 60s and 70s and 80s that got mischarged. Like, right. That sucks, but, like, there's more things now.
Yeah, it's a hot topic, though.
You're right.
Sorry, sis. I'm not laughing at Lucas's tangent here.
No.
Pretty threw something at me rather hard, sorry, I might add.
To get back to the remakes, though, I will kind of tie in Lucas's. Not all Netflix originals are awful, because actually,
no.
When it came to The Jungle Book, I preferred the Netflix original.
Don't throw it. You're dangerous.
No, the Netflix original was fucking dark.
That one was very, very dark. But I loved it.
Yes, I thought you had.
You should watch it. It's really, really good. I actually prefer the casting in it, and the story was more kind of the tangent Baden went on earlier about how, like, it would be in reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the theme that I got from Mowgli.
Okay.
Like, it was
what
really,
a kin.
Really good.
I'm going to call him a kin because he's just plastic and ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty.
What?
Nope.
We're still making fun of Alexander
Skarsgård. Oh, my God, you guys.
He's like Ken and Barbie. Like, he's just there to look at and be like, oh, look at those abs. He's so cute.
And honestly, like, he doesn't have that cut of abs. He's just really tall, has a tall mid, like, torso. And, you know, it's just weird. Anyway, so it's like, I most of the time, I can get an attraction toward a dude. Like, I can, like, oh, yeah, Jason Momoa.
I knew you were going to say that.
Like, I get that. You know, he actually is handsome.
Yeah.
But Alexander Skarsgård looks reminds me of Powder with hair.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. Do you guys know what Powder is? Yeah. The movie?
Yes, I own Powder.
Okay. So just making sure.
Anyway, so
I don't know if Erica knows.
That pale is
it's a story of an albino boy.
Okay.
He's that controls electricity.
Yeah, that too.
Let's get real. Come on, he's got powers.
But his eyes always look like he's like stone, and they're like puffy, and they're like
it's like he got done crying.
I can see the veins through his fucking face.
Right.
The guy that plays Connor McManus in Boondock Saints.
Okay.
Not Norman, but the other one. Yeah. It was his like breakout role. So he's got the big bug eyes and everything else.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a great movie, but you're exactly right. That is so spot on. He is Powder with hair. I cannot fucking believe you just pulled that on me. I am so happy right now. Yeah. Let me see this. Perfect.
Boom.
Oh, man. Yep. It's so true. Except he does kind of have a Voldemort look to him, too.
He does.
Yeah.
You know what? You girls are crazy.
Yeah.
And it's literally, I think it's just shoulders to like V.
Yeah.
Shoulders to like V. And that maybe.
No, he's got a really nice ass.
See, there you go. So
and really, really gorgeous eyes.
Yes.
If you can see through the puffy stoneness. And they're always bloodshot.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
I mean, if you're going to smoke that much weed, I mean, at least do it before you go on roll, you know?
Yeah.
Well, y'all stop and look at me. I'm just being real here.
Well, I mean, teach their own.
Right.
So we got to start wrapping this thing up now since we did 10 minutes before. And now it's 47. So.
Lucas, drink of the week.
Drink of the week.
Oh. So what I've decided to do this week is called a Cuba Libre. Now, a Cuba Libre is also.
The son of a bitch that's eat my chickens.
Oh, my God.
That's a chupacabra.
That's a chupacabra. That's, yeah, but it's okay.
Jack Black as a Mexican wrestler.
Oh, that is Nacho Libre. Nacho Liberation. So Cuba Libre means liberate Cuba. That's what that stands for. And during the American invasion, trying to help them out, that's when they came up with this cocktail for liberation. And that was the whole plan. Now, this drink had existed in the 1800s also, but it was more for sugar and water. But at this point here in, I guess, America and everywhere else, it has officially turned into rum, a spiced rum with Coke and a lime. So
I said Dr. Pepper.
So the way I drink it, because fuck Coke. I mean, no offense, Coke. Mad props. Love you.
What are you talking about?
Right? Talk about Cuba on high. But the way I prefer to drink it is spiced rum, Dr. Pepper with a lime. It just tastes better, more complexities. So that's what we're going to be making today, ladies and gents.
Basically sugar and water anyway.
Pretty much. Like, it's that's what I've been drinking this whole time, and I'm feeling awesome
as fuck.
So let's
duet.
Well, and while he's getting that started, I'm going to point out that we didn't actually really do a spiced rum. We got coconut rum.
Yeah, I kind of goofed it and bought the wrong rum.
This is like liberating Cuba on the beach, but like millennial style, where we don't actually do anything. We actually just sit there and text on our phone.
Right.
So that's this version.
I agree. And the coconut, I've been drinking it, and it's not too bad. It's very, very sugary, though.
You're sugary.
I'm going to definitely be feeling it tomorrow.
Are you going to give me a little sweet, sweet lips?
Little sweet lips? You know what I like. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, there's a cup. Hey, that's cute. Wow. Well, then,
you know what I could go for?
It's solid.
What's that?
A blowjob.
Ah, seconded.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the bag to break up the ice.
Oh, Brett-eye.
Get the ice, Brett.
Brett, with your ice, guys.
Get the ice.
Stop worrying about your drink. Give me some ice. Yeah.
If you guys could see the look on her face right now, both men would be lying dead in their seats.
Oh, it's so true. She's so butthurt.
I thought her face was hurt.
Oh.
You're her butthead.
I mean, I guess that'll work. I mean, for an amateur.
All
Hey, calm down. Calm down. Looks kill. Okay.
No, they don't.
Oh, that's right. Words do.
Sticks and stones break my bones and fucking words, man.
Fucking words. Fucking
sticks
words.
And spones. Sticks and stones.
Sticks and spones can break me bones.
But words will never hurt me.
Says you. People have hurt me a lot with words.
This shit is really cold.
That's just my heart, baby.
Big eye sniper.
Last shoot. You ready?
The fuck was that?
Coheed and Cambria?
Come on. Fucker. Oh, Brittany, you're going to touch me with an ice cold hand like that?
My eyes tell the story. That was a high note.
Right? That dude, man, he's okay, up there with Rush.
So on... Kind of while he's doing this, back to the remakes thing.
Remake.
Okay,
so
well, let me say this.
Oh. Lucas has kind of already given his, but if he has another one, he could say it. But what is a remake from the animated to live action you would want to see that they haven't done yet?
Oh, bet. I'm on this one. I'll go first if you want.
Okay.
I would like to see that, what is it? Not the Titan one, the Atlantis.
The Titan.
Atlantis.
Atlantis. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd love to see Atlantis.
That would
That'd
be a good one.
Dude,
ScarJo as Kidakakash. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Fucking say her name, please.
ScarJo. Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo.
As Kida.
Well, you know bullshit.
You know who my favorite actress is? ScarJo and... Okay. Oh, shit. And what is it?
Did you see the moth flying away? J-Lore?
J-Law.
Yes. I love J-Law.
J-Law, ScarJo, J-Lo.
You know, see him. He's one of my faves, dog. Did you see him in Thor? The best. Oh, God, I love him. Oh, those abs, though. Oh, it reminds me of Alexander Skarsgård.
Anyway.
It's so hot.
Sis?
Yeah.
I don't know. That one... they already did my favorite one that I wanted to see as a live action, Beauty and the Beast. So if I had to pick a different one, The Little Mermaid, I guess.
That's on the ballot too.
With Chris Hemsworth, or not Chris Hemsworth? Fuck me, I chose the wrong actor. I was too caught up in making fun. Damn it! I'm gonna finish my drinks.
You do that, Lucas.
Thanks.
Let's see here. Which one would I do? Maybe Hunchback.
Ooh, yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
But they couldn't do that because the church burned down.
Oh,
the whole church didn't burn down. Seven. It's fine.
Quasimodo, you son of a bitch.
Where the fuck was he to put that fire out is what I'm asking.
What did you do?
Ringing the damn bells all the time.
Right? I'm blaming the gargoyle. The fat gargoyle knocked something over.
Oh, speaking of gargoyle, I would love to see a live action gargoyles.
Holy shit.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That would be epic.
That would be awesome.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm just going to throw that bitch out there right now. So we're going to see how this works with this coconut real quick.
One quick.
I haven't said mine.
No one cares.
That's where I was at. Whatever, go, bitch.
What is it? Okay, no one cares. Okay, I'm sorry.
If you say Lilo and Stitch, I'm going to smack you in the face.
I would see that one, though, but that wasn't my pick.
Oh, okay. I was about to say,
but
well,
only,
moving
like,
on.
The main reason why I wouldn't is because I highly doubt they can make Stitch very well.
No, I don't know. CGI has come a long way.
You saw Pokemon Detective Pikachu, didn't you?
Not yet. Oh.
You haven't seen Detective Pikachu?
I want to so bad.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, watch that and then revisit that one.
Yeah.
Well, and see, like, I love the look of the Pokemon in that, but, like, Sonic looks weird.
No, they fixed
him. They did a thing where they somebody had drawn up, like, what they predict live-action Stitch would look like, and it was fucking creepy.
I'd like to see
that. And that kind of ruined me on the idea of that.
Stitch is supposed to be creepy.
Yeah.
True. No, mine would be Tangled.
Okay. Oh, yeah. As long as it's Mandy Moore, you've got my vote.
And Mandy Moore could still pull it off, I think.
Yeah. She's still young
enough. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's
a cute blonde.
Beautiful fucking voice. God, I love Mandy Moore so much.
So Lucas and I went off on a tangent about this the other night, and it turns out the guy that voices Flynn Rider is the guy that plays Shazam.
Oh.
And he could also do live action with Flynn Rider.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah. I was, when I first realized that, I was just like, shit, I should have saw that a mile away. I love that motherfucker. damn it. I still want to see Shazam.
But you still haven't seen Shazam? Talking about.
No, no, because...
Yeah, we suck. We don't go to the movies.
Admit me. You guys started us
I've
on this years
ago.
I've told
you this, but like with my new TV,
fuck your
too
TV.
Dark.
Watch it on your goddamn phone like a regular poor person.
That's true. I do have lunches.
Yes.
Fuck you, Brittany. I'm watching it by myself. You suck a dick.
Or you guys
if I could find a way to hook it up to the TV in my bedroom, we'd be golden.
Just watch it on your phone. We do that all the time.
Yeah, you know, you could do also. You both get a pair of headphones. We both start it almost at the same time. Lay in bed and watch it.
Fuck that. Get a splitter.
A splitter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that
and
work.
That's something, you know.
And I do have my tablet, so it's a bigger screen.
Yeah.
So, Cuba Libre has been officially made.
And I've tried it, and it's fucking great.
Thank you. The straight spiced rum with the Dr. Pepper and lime.
I only taste the coconut.
I know, me too, a little bit. Like, but honestly, the spiced rum with this, there's a reason that this is my favorite drink. Like,
I actually like it better with the coconut rum.
Yeah, it's different for sure, but there's a reason. Like every bartender has like these drinks that they drink. Like I got made fun of because I drink a Cuba Libre, and the next thing you know, the person questioning me on it was just like, "Well, I like to drink Fernets," and I was like, "All right, you like to drink Fernet or Branca? How do you drink it?" Well, with Coke and a lime. And I was like, "You motherfucker, you're making the same drink as me. You're just being fancy with a digestive. Suck a dick." Like, no,
dude. If you ever can try this, get...
anal.
No.
Oh.
S'more...
No, that's you, Lucas.
S'more syrup, like simple syrup, like...
Ooh, okay.
Okay, and Sprite with some vodka.
I could see that. That's almost like a whipped vodka with
it
Sprite.
It literally just tastes like a s'more Sprite.
Jeez, that's going to be such a hangover,
oh,
but I'm
dude.
Down.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to put alcohol in it. It just tastes good.
Oh, okay. Bitters has alcohol in it.
Not bitters, like this, like not a real simple syrup,
oh,
but like the actual just.
Oh, simple
it's
syrup.
It's a syrup. Like, just
I might have been drinking.
Yeah,
he might be a little drunk.
Hey, whoa.
So anyway,
you're right though.
Buddy Seth Keen told me about that because he doesn't drink, and he's the one that puts on all the shows. But he always wants special drinks at shows because you're at a show, you gotta drink, you know.
Yeah.
So he always puts like toasted marshmallow. Flavoring and Sprite, and they keep it at bars, and you just take it, and it's fucking awesome.
Shit, you could take marshmallows and ferment that shit in some vodka and then get the fuck going.
All right, so this has been this thing. So let's go around and do our last words.
Okay.
What's up, Etika?
Man, when you're playing Piccolo, don't chug your drink because you're likely to puke.
Don't chug your fizzy drink.
Yeah, your fizzy drink, because you're, likely to puke.
Yep. Ludikai, my favorite Jew, Slappy Pappy, old man Winter. What's up?
Well, I guess my parting words is...
always eat your vegetables, kids!
Right? Make sure to drink my Lanta before bed. No, I would say...
Whoa.
Oh! let's try that again.
Your dick wanted the last words tonight, Lucas.
You know, that's not uncommon for me. That's kind of the way it goes. Just like...
Just live your best life, you know?
No. What's the guy that does The Price is Right? Not the new one, not Drew Carey.
Bob Barker.
Just like Bob Barker says when it says neuter your pets... Wear a condom. We don't want to see your ugly children, okay? Like, whenever they come out.
When did Bob Barker say that?
He always say, make sure to spay or neuter your pets, guys. Thank you so much tonight.
He said that?
He says that every episode. He's been an advocate for them forever.
What the shit,
yeah,
Lana?
Yeah, and so for me, I'm like, basically spay yourself. We don't need your terrible children anymore. Not everyone's a good parent. These guys, they're good parents. Now, I see the rest of you assholes out here in my day job. Fuck you. Spay and neuter yourself.
Yeah. Bertone, pasta, ramen noodle special, added cheese, minus mustard, plus ketchup, two pickles, a slice of pepper, and mix it all up, throw it away. That's you, you're trash.
That's
what's up?
Oh, damn. Savage.
I am wounded.
I'm on a roll today.
Yeah, you are.
Apparently, it's hate on the girls.
This
week.
Must
Jeez,
be the meanest
no
podcast
shit.
We've done so far.
That's the secret, Brittany. I always hate girls.
We've had some pretty savage ones.
That's true. The last one was pretty rude. Hers was. Brittany.
I guess my last words would be. I don't know.
Perfect. Erica?
Just live, laugh, love.
Ha!
Wow. No, literally, though. Like, you want to kiss the girl? Kiss the girl. And I'm talking to you girls.
I feel like you're about to follow your own arrow moment real quick. Like,
yes, follow your own arrow wherever it points.
Oh, get it, Casey Musgraves. God, you're so gay.
Baden, your parting words for this evening?
Watch people kiss girls. Watch girls kiss girls.
Yes.
And then also, don't play into their bullshit, all right? Girls have got away with a lot of shit for a long time, all right? And I know that in the rights hasn't been there, but behind the doors in relationships, they're always manipulative, and they always try to fucking make you do everything. Now we're in an age where everything's supposed to be fucking equal. Make it equal, and then see how much they like it. I'm out. That has been Full Disclosure. If you don't like it, fuck off!
Uncensored, unstructured, and unglued. This is Full Disclosure with Baden and the Hood Rats.